doing this live broadcast, which is nice for a lot of your fans in North America and around the world. But do I hear this right now, you're not going to be touring this fall?
No.
And why would that be?
We decided that because there were so many songs on the record that we were kind of putting everyone in a difficult position who wanted to come see the band, which would be trying to understand all the music and then come see us live and have us playing all these different kinds of songs.
You could do it like The Wall, where you played the whole record from start to finish.
We may do that at some point, but we want to give people a little time to digest the music. There's an awful lot of music, and it just seemed like a better thing to do. You know?
Wow, well, that's...
Plus, it's cold.
Yeah, that's a very thoughtful thing. So you might tour after the start of 96?
Absolutely.
And then what's this I hear that maybe you might want to do a tour with other Chicago bands and stuff like that, Chicago on the Road?
That's a great name for it. Chicago on the Road.
Just off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Chicago into the next Branson.
It's going to be... Well, I think we're here.
Yeah, we're hoping to do a tour of all Chicago area bands, you know. That's kind of like a... You know, promote Chicago as a music entity, because I think it's often overlooked as a place of great musical
detour.
You know, bands of great inspiration.
Well, who are some of your favorites in town?
Certainly Urge and Veruca Salt and the Cheap Trick, who's playing with us tonight.
Right. How did that come about? You guys are big fans.
Wilco's
of Cheap
another.
Trick.
Well, I don't know.
Wilco.
Yeah, well,
they're not
they,
from Chicago, James.
But now they live in Chicago.
They're the leader of Wilco.
Does that count though?
Well, where are they from?
He's a carpetbagger is what he is. Let's just call it spade a spade.
We welcome Wilco with open Chicago arms.
It's funny you mentioned Cheap Trick, because Cheap Trick sold millions and millions of records in 79 and 80 and things like that, and they really are considered a serious heritage band here in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Everyone from Steve Albini to you guys will give props to them.
Absolutely.
As you've been coming up in the world, have you been playing with them in the past?
Never.
That's the first time, yeah.
And they're your special invited guests here tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a great honor to have them playing with us tonight, because I think they've been such a source of inspiration for so many bands that maybe a lot of the people wouldn't even know. Bands that have been popular, you know, from Pumpkins to Nirvana to Hole to... There's just so many bands that have been influenced by Cheap Trick, and they're the kind of band that seems to have gotten a little lost in the cracks between what people reference as far as musical inspiration. But I think they're a very important link between the early 70s and certainly the late 80s.
And it brings us back in a way to what we were talking about before, because Cheap Trick was a band with credibility, if you will, and hits. And it seemed for a while people in the indie scene, particularly in Chicago, got obsessed with credibility at the expense of kind of that pop rock feel. And certainly Urge Overkill would say that. Certainly Veruca would, and certainly you would.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately music is about having fun. Music is not about politics. Music is not about all these serious subjects. It's really about having fun. And I think if you can combine the other elements in with that, that's great. But mostly, you know, people just want to have a good time.
And let's go back to this tour question. Are you seriously thinking of going on the road, maybe playing the whole of the album? Is that something maybe people might be looking for?
Well, we certainly want to do a big show.
I think we always think of that. I think whenever we make a record, we're always like, you know, we're so attached to every song that we always have this vision of someday we'll go out and be able to play every song, and it'll be great.
Every song off every album.
In a row.
Whether that becomes a reality because the album is so long.
Because of the long content, the shows will only have shows for like 20 people.
And we're going to play all the songs like at 75 speed.
That would be great. It'd be very intimate. It'd be an intimate show.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me another trouble with a band like you guys, who put out your second studio album and immediately went to the top of the charts and all of a sudden were headlining Lollapalooza, that while you definitely brought off your Lollapalooza shows, it brings in the question of, wow, now we have to reformat our stage show for playing
Absolutely.
At a new level. Is that another
Absolutely.
Consideration?
Because we were never the kind of band that really thought we were going to be playing such big places, you know. I mean, I thought we were always kind of more of a club kind of band. And certainly when you play for more people, you have to definitely rethink the way that you're... You know, like that obscure B-side, you know, how many people in the audience are really going to know it? It kind of creates those kind of problems.
That's a good point. The last song we're going to play is By Starlight, which is the second to last song on the record. And I think it'll give people a good sense of the diversity of the record and also how in the last half of the second disc, you do start to bring people down and out just before the closing sort of lullaby song. You know, again, I think that the electronic sound of this, the softness of it, is going to be something, it's going to be a new sound for people who've heard.
Well, this has Flood all over it, this one.
What does that tell people what that means? What does that mean? Have flood all over it?
It went through about three different incarnations before we came up and finally settled on this one. But flood basically took the song and
made it his own,
so he could at least deal with it on a personal level. I think
he really just sort of played on it, and he was like, "Yeah, try it."
And it all came together.
So I mean, it really came out as a great tune. I mean, it was always a great tune. Lyrically, I think musically we were kind of reaching at the beginning.
Missing the boat.
So this is By Starlight from the new Smashing Pumpkins album.
Are we supposed to say goodbye now?
Yeah, we're going to do that in just one second. Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. You guys, thanks for hanging out here.
Good
thanks for talking to
night.
Us.
Yeah. Hope everyone enjoys the show.
And good luck on the show.
Good for change.
Yeah. Right.
And congratulations on the new record.
We're all thanks, Will.
Good night.
Changes.
We're going to hear By Starlight, and the next sound you hear after that will be the Smashing Pumpkins taken stage here at the Smashing Pumpkins at the Riviera Theater in Chicago. I'm Bill Wyman. Thanks for listening.